Hurricane Teddy will pass well to our east late today into tonight. The storm is too far away from us to have any direct impact, though we are seeing some high cloudiness over portions of New England this afternoon. The storm is going to have direct impacts on eastern Canada. Wind and rain are major concerns, along with some large waves, and the storm is really churning up the Atlantic Ocean. So the ocean beaches throughout the Northeast are seeing large waves, and there's the danger of beach erosion because of the storm going by. Around here, things are quiet weather-wise. We could use some of the rain. That's one of those things about these tropical systems. You never want to have a direct hit because of the concerns that come with those storms. But much of our rain in the fall comes from tropical systems, whether it's a hit directly or the remnants of storms that have maybe made landfall elsewhere. And in this case, once again, any significant rain is going to miss our area. And remember that New England is under drought through pretty much the entire area, and parts of New York State are also experiencing abnormally dry conditions with some pockets of drought. Around here, things are looking fine weather-wise as we head through the late afternoon hours. It is on the breezy side, and with the breeze and the dry conditions, that does elevate the threat of the spread of brush fires if any were to start. So outdoor burning is discouraged right now. And we also have a little bit of that haze again from the western wildfires, and that's going to be with us over the next couple of days, though that layer of haze may become a little bit thinner by tomorrow. So coming up tonight, we'll see lows in the 40s in most areas, which is pretty comfortable, a little bit cool, but not too bad for this time of year, and not as cold as it has been over the past few nights. And then for tomorrow, we'll see partly to mostly sunny skies. It will be breezy. Temperatures will make a run into the 60s to around 70, and then it looks like it will turn warmer on Thursday and Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, lows in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, lows in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, with some areas of fog, lows will be in the 50s, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, maybe some areas of fog, lows around 50, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and breezy, with a high around 70. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer, highs in the 70s, and on Friday, partly sunny and warm, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.